I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Last night, I don't know why, I guess I was thinking in terms of certain court cases that have made their way onto the media these days, and I went and looked up human decomposition because I wanted to know the...
Oh, my.
Yeah, I wanted to know.
You're in a dark mood.
It was strangely fascinating.
It's incredible.
So I read about the stages of decomposition and the roles that insects play, and at some point in decomposition, how they depart from the scene.
Right, right. Well, it's that orderly and predictable succession of insects arriving and leaving a corpse that provide legal medical information that can be used in court cases. The bugs don't lie. They have very specific temperature requirements, and under those temperature regimes, they take so many days to complete their development, and the bugs are only found in certain places at certain times, and so their presence or absence might indicate whether or not the body was moved. Forensic entomology is a very important part of the legal process, and as people have come to understand it over the years, is a very reliable source of information. It requires a considerable amount of knowledge to know the life histories of the insects that are involved with corpses and then to have an incredible amount of knowledge of the specific species in any given area and then gathering that temperature data and connecting it with the species that are involved and the evidence that's involved in terms of their bits and pieces that are left behind. Put it all together and come up with a history of that body out there, how long it's been there.
I understand there's certain types of flies that are particularly useful in...
Well, flesh flies, blowflies are probably two of the more important families of flies, and their presence on a corpse either as maggots or their shed exoskeletons or the puparia.
Well, they usually get away from the site to pupate, don't they?
No, they usually pupate right there,
right
and so
there.
That's why they can be used. And forensic entomologists spend a lot of time searching not only the corpse but the soil underneath and gathering all the bits and pieces that are left behind the developing insects to establish who was there and how long they were there, how many generations were there to determine how long the body had been in that particular location.
You know, there's foliage kill-off and all kinds of things that occur with this and change of pH and, and the production of certain chemicals that aren't naturally found in the body. It's amazing how that scene changes and what a role the insects do play in this. I think someone has like a corpse farm somewhere.
Well, the body farm. And they put corpses out in all kinds of situations to measure this orderly succession of arthropods to study them under different circumstances and use that data to help interpret findings elsewhere in the real world. I always thought that would be an interesting place to go for an entomologist, how appropriate to will yourself to the body farm so they could stuff you in a 1968 Beetle and find out what happens to you in the middle of the summer and what bugs arrive at your corpse.
Bring your camera.
Yeah. Boy, this turned pretty grim in a hurry, didn't it?
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find audio, photos, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.